You're listening to Gerald Fleury and the Key of David on 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm.
There are seven seals covered in the book of Revelation. In fact, that is what the book of Revelation is all about. And Jesus Christ explains those seven seals over in Matthew 24. And after he covers the first four seals, he digresses away from the main subject and goes back to 70 AD and Jerusalem. Now, he digressed just before the fifth seal or the Great Tribulation. And what does that all mean? There is something there that we need to understand. And I think it's one of the main digressions that I've ever seen in the Bible. And there's something about 70 AD and what happened then that God wants us to understand today. And it's all a part of the seven seals of Revelation, which Christ, when he was on this earth, clarified in Matthew 24 and the Gospels. He made that very clear. And it shows that this is one of the most precise prophecies, I believe, that there is in the Bible to show us what is happening on this earth right now in a very specific way. What is going on? What is Christ thinking? After all, he laid out all these prophecies so that we could understand. And he's speaking to any individual that will heed what is happening on this earth as we begin to talk to Iran about a nuclear deal. And we keep proliferating the nuclear weapons around the world. And anybody who has a little bit of common sense, I'm sure, is concerned about what is happening in this world. What is going on? Well, Christ digressed and really explain a lot of that and how it concerns you in a very direct way that you couldn't even imagine if you didn't understand Bible prophecy. But he digressed between the fourth and the fifth seals. Now we see the U.S. and the Western world making a deal with Iran, a nuclear deal with Iran, which is supposed to slow down their nuclear program, but it isn't going to do that. And both political parties in the U.S. are very weak toward Iran, I think, and need to be considerably stronger because they have lied and cheated in every agreement they've made with the United Nations over 20 times. And now we have another deal. And somehow this one is going to bring peace. But if you understand Christ's digression, you realize it's going to be the exact opposite. It's going to lead to war, just as that same pacifist approach did in World War II. And I'll show you that if I have time today. But there is a lot in the Bible about these seals, and yet nobody really understands the book of Revelation except God's very elect. It just is not understood. And yet, Christ showed us how to simplify that and understand that book. He gave us the key, the New Testament key, to the book of Revelation. That's what it was all about. And he also, in that digression, went back to 70 AD, a time when God's people had to be taken to a place of protection before Jerusalem was destroyed. And the way it was destroyed and all that is very revealing about today because, well, it was a type and a forerunner of what is going to happen in this end time. And God says we're getting extremely close to that time. And I mean, we've reached the pinnacle of Bible prophecy in this end time. The drama is just truly outstanding, and it all ends with the second coming of Jesus Christ. It is exciting, and yet at the same time, it talks about intense suffering that is coming upon man because he won't listen to God. He won't listen to these prophecies. And Jesus Christ tries to make them very clear to all of us. Now, if you understand your Bible, it's one of the greatest gifts on this earth. Well, it is the greatest gift if you understand it. If you understand it, and it's a living book, and it's in fulfilled prophecy, is the proof of God, that God exists, the living God lives. And He has a lot to tell us about what is coming, and all of this digression that He talked about here is about right now. And I mean right now, and it even ties to this Iranian nuclear deal and shows you where it's about to lead. After all, this is moving very fast, and there's not anything we can do to slow it down. Not anything at all, unless we were to be turning to God, which we are certainly not doing. But notice in Revelation 6, I'm just going to quickly pass through these seven seals and paraphrase them and briefly give you the understanding. But in Revelation 6 and verse 1, it talks about a white horse with a bow, but it's an imitation of Jesus Christ. False religion. Number two seal is about a red horse, about wars and killing people in this end time. It hasn't happened yet in the most extreme way. The worst time is in this end time. Then the third seal is about a black horse, picturing famine. Then the fourth seal in verses 7 and 8 of Revelation 6 talks about the pestilence. All kinds of disease and suffering. Then in verses 9 through 11, you have the fifth seal, or the great tribulation, the worst time of suffering ever on this earth. That's what it's talking about. Then the sixth seal of the heavenly signs, God just giving all these heavenly signs to shake this world and make them realize He does exist, whether they believe it or not. Then we get on down to the last one, the last verse there, where it talks about the day of the Lord, or the last seal, the seventh seal, which is explained in Matthew 24 as well. And all of these seals are explained in Matthew 24. But the day of the Lord is the seventh seal. And you'll see there in Revelation 6 that you have the six seals, and then the rest of the chapters of Revelation all apply to the seventh seal. Now here, let me just tell you then briefly what we have here. After you have the false prophets, number one seal, the war, famine, pestilence, 2, 3, and 4. Also the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And then you have tribulation, heavenly signs, trumpets. But between the fourth and the fifth, Jesus Christ digressed and taught us a lesson there that most people do not get. Why did He digress here? Why did He digress and go back to Jerusalem in 70 AD at this time? Because there's a lesson there that we all need to learn, and it tells you specifically what's happening in this end time about nuclear bombs and all of that. That's what the Great Tribulation is all about. It's a nuclear tribulation. And God wants us to understand it. He wants us to avoid it and be protected from it if we will be willing to do so. But it's all dual. 70 AD is only a little type of what is coming upon us in this end time. Just a little type. And yet, Jerusalem was besieged, as three nations are going to be in this end time, three nations of Israel that we explain in our book on the United States and Britain and prophecy. But why was Christ getting into this digression? Well, because something happened in 70 AD that is going to happen in this end time, and it's going to be far worse in this end time. Once again, God is going to have to protect His people. But 70 AD is a type, and it literally means what is going on this earth today. And it's happening to the nations of Israel, three nations of Israel that we talk about quite often. When you digress, you just temporarily turn from your subject in writing or speaking, the main subject, and teach an important lesson. Certainly Christ does it that way anyhow. So instead of getting on into the fifth seal, he stopped and he went back and he talked about 70 AD. And I'm going to read just a few verses here to you and paraphrase some of them and show you how this applies to us today. But in verse 3 of Matthew 24, it says this, "And he sat upon the Mount of Olives, and the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of your coming and the end of the world," or the end of the age? "And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." And that's the first seal, or the first horseman of the apocalypse, if you want to use that expression. Then verse 6 talks about you'll hear of wars and rumors of wars. Well, that's the second seal. And then you have verse 7 talking about nation rising against nation and kingdom against kingdom, famines, third seal, pestilences, fourth seal. And then verse 8 says, but all these are the beginning of sorrows. After Christ talked about the beginning of sorrows, then he digressed and takes us back to 70 AD. Now, these are symbols here in Christ. Certainly in Revelation 6 and throughout Revelation, you have symbols. It teaches by symbols. Well, in Matthew 24, Christ explains those, what it means to these symbols mean. He wants us to understand, but he uses those symbols to keep the world from understanding if they won't submit to him. Matthew 11 and verse 25 and other verses tell you that. But once one of these seals opens, it continues right down to the second coming of Christ. So you have four things here. You have false teaching, wars, famine, pestilence, and it's all about right now, but we've already had two world wars, and the Bible teaches in many places that there's coming a third world war, and it has to do with this nuclear deal with Iran going on right now because, well, there's no country in this world like Iran that has nuclear weapons. Not one. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a moment. But look, what's in the past there that Christ talked about is just the beginning. He's warning the world. It's just the beginning, and everything is about to just blow up in our faces. That's what this is all about, and what the deal with Iran is all about. And they're going to actually set the stage for World War III, and you can prove that from your own Bible. And yet people, well, think somehow we can solve the problem or somehow it will bring peace. They used the same approach in the 1930s against Adolf Hitler in Germany, and it produced war. And that's a lesson we ought to learn from World War II in the 1930s. But it, as Winston Churchill said, we've thrown all of the lessons away. Even before he died, he said that. But let's just take a quick look at, you can see where in verses 10 and of Matthew 24, 10 and 11, talks about the false prophets and people being offended, and lawlessness of God's own people. Some of them don't endure to the end, or 95% of them actually. And then verse 14 talks about the gospel being preached around the world. And that has been done already. Our Mystery of the Ages book will tell you that and teach you that and show you how that has happened. Verse 15, though, says this, "When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso reads, let him understand." So there was an abomination in 70 AD that stood in the holy place, or Jerusalem. And there's going to be another abomination in this end time that's going to stand in the holy place. And it goes on to talk about people fleeing from Jerusalem. It's a sign for God's people to flee and get out of there when they see that abomination, just like it was in 70 AD. I mean, these are treacherous times we're living in. If you look at Luke 21 and verse 20, his version of the abomination, he just says, these are European armies surrounding Jerusalem. And I mean, it's going to be a terrible, terrible time, but it's only a type of what's happening to the nations of Israel, and specifically three of them. And our literature will explain that to you. Even our booklet on the Holy Roman Empire will explain that to you. But look, when it talks about these armies surrounding Jerusalem, do you know who they've just defeated? They've just defeated Iran, the king of the south. And it's all about this nuclear deal. If you think they're belligerent now, wait till they get the nuclear bombs. I mean to tell you, this country is the number one terrorist sponsoring nation in the world. And they have some of the most bizarre religious beliefs of anybody on this earth. Even most Arabs reject what they teach about their Messiah, their version of the Messiah coming. And the more violence and killing there is, the quicker he'll return. Nobody on this earth with nuclear bombs thinks like that. So when you think about all these nuclear bombs in that fifth seal that I'll point out to you in a moment, you'd better think about Iran, because they're the most dangerous nation in this world. And we act like, well, we can make a deal with them. We can somehow negotiate with them. And they lie and they cheat and they break every promise that they make about their nuclear program. That's their history. Over 20 times they've done that. And we still play that dangerous game. So if you look at this closely, you can get a little tiny time frame of where we are in Bible prophecy. And there is duality throughout the Bible. And if you don't understand that, we'll teach you that. And we'll show you right from your own Bible how all these prophecies are dual. And that's just taught over and over in the Bible. But here, Jesus Christ is talking about in the Olivet prophecy, and really that's the most important prophecy that he gave while he was on this earth. Because he explains all those symbols in Revelation 6 about the seven seals. He explains all of that to you and makes it very clear, and he wants you to understand it, and he wants you to realize that there's a great tribulation coming. So he wanted to explain more about what is leading up to this great tribulation and what you need to do to be protected by the great God. That's how important this is. Nothing could be more important to us at this time. We're living in a world with radical Islam exporting terrorism around the world. All of those are acts of war, but the West is just too weak to deal with them. And what is it going to be when they get nuclear weapons? Are they going to get more mild because of that? Of course, the opposite is true. And we have to know that. It's all leading up to, and they're setting the stage for World War III. And I tell you, it's right there in your Bible. Let me just quickly read Daniel 11, verse 40. This is about Iran versus Germany. Now, we prove that in our booklet on the King of the South. Notice verse 40, and at the time of the end, today, shall the King of the South push at him. That's Iran. They go around pushing all the time with their exported terrorism. And the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind, with chariots and with horsemen and many ships. And he shall enter into the countries and shall overflow and pass over. And then he also enters into Jerusalem. He's in the European army is there in Jerusalem. And that's what Christ was referring to the abomination of desolation that Daniel talked about. This is Daniel. This is what Christ was quoting. I mean, Winston Churchill said, look, during the 30s, Hitler kept demanding more and more and more. And they kept giving him more and more and more. The United Kingdom did. Neville Chamberlain, the Prime Minister, did. And they even went so far to their own shame that they actually pressured Czechoslovakia to give the Sudetenland, a part of their own country, to Germany. And Neville Chamberlain came back with a piece of paper shouting, peace for our time. And almost immediately after that, Germany decided they wanted the rest of Czechoslovakia. And then they went into Poland in just months. And World War II started. And they kept giving to Hitler and giving to Hitler and surrendering to Hitler in that sense. And it only emboldened him more and more and more. Now Rouhani, the leader of Iran, has said, the West surrendered to us. We got what we wanted. Those crippling sanctions were taken away. And now we can go full force ahead with our nuclear program. That's what they're saying to themselves. And it's only going to speed up the process. That's what Christ was talking about. It's just running rampant. And that's why he digressed, to let us know in this end time what we're really dealing with. That people don't know what they're talking about. And if you want to look back in history, almost all the media, all the politicians, all the educators were against Winston Churchill when he warned them that these surrenderings were only going to bring about war. He said if we'd stand up to Hitler, we could stop it. It wouldn't happen. The same is true with Iran, but nobody in the West believes what Winston Churchill said in World War II. And he said at the end of it, I tell you, something much worse is coming upon this world, and we'd better learn a lesson. And then he went on in his own book and said, we did not learn the lesson. In his own book, The Best History of World War II, 6 volumes, he said, he talked about the follies and the idiocy of many of the policies of the Western world and how it caused World War II. Well, that's what one of these SEALs are talking about, is wars and rumors of wars. After the two world wars, we're going to have rumors and rumors and rumors. Have you heard rumors of war? Well, that's often in the newspapers, as I think you well know. But look, Iran is going to push and push and push. That is just their nature. They're pushing, it's going to bring war upon this world, World War III. They're going to push Germany, and then Germany is going to conquer them, and then Germany is going to go from there and going to start World War III themselves, just like they started World War I and World War II. Now, that's what your Bible says. And that's what this nuclear program with Iran is really all about. I don't have time to get into a lot of this, but I do want to read one final scripture to you, that a couple of verses here about the sixth seal and the seventh seal from Matthew 24. First, verse 29. Immediately after the tribulation of these days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. God is going to shake the heavens. He's going to shake the universe to wake this world up to His existence and to the fact that He lives and He has power. And He says the nations are only a drop in a bucket to Him. Who believes in that God? Notice the wonderful outcome here. Verse 30, here's the seventh seal. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, or the conclusion of it anyhow. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Now, how could there be anything more wonderful and thrilling and inspiring than that? You see, God tells us how it's all building and all the suffering is coming upon this world because of our sins. God wants to protect you. You individually, He wants to protect me. He wants to protect any individual that will turn to Him. Most of them are not. Still, they're not lost spiritually. God is going to save this world primarily. But oh, how they're going to have to suffer first. But He's going to return to this earth and He's preparing for it even today as I speak, because you can see all of this building to His second coming. What could be more wonderful than that? He's going to come back and He's going to rule this earth with a rod of iron. He's going to teach His way of life and stop all this madness and all this suffering and give man and mankind the peace and the abundance that they all desire. Until next week, this is Gerald Fleury. Goodbye, friends.
For more information on today's program, request our free booklets, The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse and Jerusalem in Prophecy. You'll also be sent a free reprint article on today's subject, along with a free DVD of today's program. You need to request and study today's free literature to understand the prophecies leading directly to the return of Jesus Christ. Also, be sure to request a free subscription to our news magazine, The Philadelphia Trumpet. Don't miss this month's issue, which also takes an in-depth look at Russia's latest power grab. Articles also include an inside look at the Trumpet Daily program, which can be viewed at the Trumpet's website. For a sneak peek at this month's Trumpet magazine, as well as daily articles and videos, please visit us online at thetrumpet.com. Request our free booklets, The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse and Jerusalem in Prophecy. You'll also be sent a free reprint article on today's subject, along with a free DVD of today's program. All this free literature is available right now online. Be sure to visit thetrumpet.com. To request the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. Again, that's 1-800-339-7629. To watch the program online, visit us at keyofdavid.com. If you would prefer to write for today's free literature, send your request to The Key of David, Post Office Box 3700, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083.